Our first presentation then is Felipe Barrios Macias, Stephen Bristow, Leonardo Hernandez Espinosa, and they're going to talk about evaluating desirable root traits for chill tolerant tomatoes rootstock for early planting in northern Nevada.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. So our assumption for this type of study is that there are a lot of root traits that we don't really know in commercial rootstocks that we can, you know, understand better and use them for abiotic stress resistance or tolerance. No? And one of the issues that we have in northern Nevada with small growers is that they have a very short season. And as you can see in that figure, temperatures of 10 Celsius, minimum temperature in the soil, is only reached at the end of April, while beginning of June, we start getting into an optimal range of temperatures for tomato growth. This is soil temperatures. And that actually has some effect on plant establishment and development, and it delays the beginning of harvest. So as you can see there, on the top is warm temperature, the bottom is cold temperature, and we are using a cultivar on rooted and grafted, the same cultivar is grafted on top of several rootstocks. This is what happens when you have cold soils, reduction in root biomass, changes in architecture, and also we assume changes in physiological performance of the roots. This is just a small table of what we are using. VHN is the scion, and that scion is grafted on all those other four rootstocks. So you can imagine we do experiments in the field, but it's very difficult to control soil temperature. So we are also having or have developed an approach where we cool down the soil, as you have on the left of that picture, and on the right you have plants at regular temperature, and you can already see it, the differences in performance. So we definitely think that understanding performance of the root for water and nutrient uptake is really important. So this figure shows that changes in capacity of water uptake, red being warm and blue being cold exposed roots, no? And you can see differences. The one on the left, those two bars are the scion. That's the one that shows more differences. And you can see changes of how they behave and that capacity for water uptake. You know, so that's going to affect also the performance of the scion. And in this case, we are just showing some data on transpiration. And we also have different changes among those. This is a work in progress. And definitely happy to discuss it with you later on. Thank you.